It is time to give someone the day off tomorrow because she deserves it. Hey, and if you're a boss and you're listening now, there's a lot of women that deserve more than one day off this week. I'm just saying. Also, Zane, if you're listening.
This whole Kerry month. Miller. Not hey? Just this week. This yeah, whole month. Yeah. Just saying. Yeah, you can put it in there.
So Tracy sent us a voice note telling us why she deserves the day off tomorrow and what she'd do with it. So on the line right now from Pietermaritzburg, Tracy, good morning.
Hello, Tracy.
Good morning, Kiri. Good morning, Sky.
Yo, Tracy, very nice to have you on the line with us this morning. So before we even get to calling your boss, which I promised we'd do, who do you work for? What do you do?
Okay, thank you so much. Yes, okay, as you rightly said, I work for an amazing organization. I work for Gifts of the Givers Foundation. It is the largest disaster organization. And the work that I do with administration, it's just everything and anything, and it's just serving people.
And you know what I loved about your voice note, Tracy, is that you were saying you wanted to... I just turn the radio down in the background, Tracy. Turn it off, please.
Okay, hold it for a second. Sorry about that.
No problem. What you said you wanted to do is you wanted to spend the day tomorrow just really giving back to your community and getting the ladies together and just having a cup of tea together and talking and then spending some time with your mom. You specifically mentioned washing her feet. Why is that important?
Yes. Sorry, say that one more time.
Why is washing her feet important?
You know, Kitty, I'm going to say this and the world is going to know this, that I work, my mom is a very hard worker. She's an amazing woman. She was a domestic worker, and that is how she was to matric. And she has this heart that just reaches out to people, even if she doesn't have. And she's just an amazing mother, and washing her feet will be a great honor. That is just my way of saying thank you.
Wow.
And then just reaching out to the unemployed.
Well, Tracy, your boss is no stranger to East Coast Radio. We've done lots of work with him, lots of work with Gift of the Givers, who yesterday celebrated their 27th anniversary, 27 years of absolute incredible work, and on the line with us this morning. Hello, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman.
Hi, good morning to you.
Hi, it's so good to have you with us again this morning. So, Dr. Suleiman, it is Women's Month, and our theme this morning, or this month at least, at East Coast Radio is Be Limitless. And one of the things we realize to be limitless, especially as a woman, but as anyone, is that you do need, we all wish we had some extra hours in the day to get through the things that we need to do. So, Dr. Suleiman, we have got Tracy Adkins on the line. She works with you, as you know. And yes, she has said that if she had tomorrow off, Dr. Suleiman, before you say no, she said if she had tomorrow off, she would go and visit her mom. She'd spend some time with her mom and the other ladies in the community, have a cup of tea, just because these women don't get the love and affection that so many of us are so fortunate to have. So, Dr. Suleiman, live on East Coast Breakfast, where no is not an option, I was wondering, we were wondering, Tracy was wondering, could she please have the day off tomorrow?
Please.
Please.
They don't need to be so lazy.
What? So let me ask again, Dr. Suleiman, could Tracy please get the day off tomorrow?
Of course, if the idea is very noble. You know, to wash your mother's feet, to take care of your mother from a religious point of view, we say that paradise lies at the feet of the mother. So if anybody can take a message from Tracy that you go serve your mother in this world where kids neglect their parents. When I say kids, you can even be 80, 65 and you still your mother's child. If everybody of us can go back to spend some time with our, not only mother, but the parents, and rekindle that societal love that we need, she's welcome to take the day off. No problem.
Dr. Suleiman, thank you. And I must say thank you and congratulations on your 27th anniversary of Gift of the Givers. What you've done is phenomenal, and here's to another 27 incredible years. And thank you so much for the gift for Tracy.
It's a pleasure. And I tell you, next year.
Thanks, Dr. Suleiman.
Thank you, Doc.
Have
Legend.
A lovely day. So, Tracy, are you there?
Yes, I am there. I hardly even heard anything.
Well, let me tell you this much, Tracy. What time do you finish work today?
What time? I finish at 4:30.
So, 4:30 today, when you leave to go home, the next time you need to go to work is Monday morning.
Oh,
you got tomorrow off, girl.
Wow. Woo-hoo. Thank you so much. Thank you to my boss. He's an amazing man. Thank you to the team. Kids of the Givers, a shout out to all the hard workers. Thank you so much, East Coast Radio, for making this day possible.
Hey, Amber,
thank you.
Tracy, we've got a little bit something else for you here. So even in your day off, even in the time that you're taking, you still are choosing to help other people and be limitless for other women. So we've got something for you, because not only now do you have tomorrow off, but courtesy of East Coast Radio and our friends at Spa on Fairway, you, Tracy, have got a voucher to the value of 1,400 rand. Yes, Tracy, that includes a mani, a pedi, a full body massage, and a facial. Oh. So now someone's going to be washing and pampering your feet. It's all thanks to Spa and Fairway. Tracy Adkins, thank you so much for everything you do. And enjoy this Women's Day and enjoy this weekend.
Thank you so much. Thank you, East Coast Radio. You are the best. Thank you.
No, you're the best.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, Tracy. Are you ready? East Coast Breakfast.